Welcome to episode number 191 of Tedodigo Bookmakers at tedodigobookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. Today I'm going to talk to you about three things, two related to books and bookbinding, and one related to life and enjoyment. Let's do life and enjoyment first. I went to see a movie the other day, and it was great. It was emotional, it was fun, it was exciting, it was rock and roll, and yes, it was Bohemian Rhapsody about Queen and Freddie Mercury. And the two things I noticed about it, other than it being a great movie, was the audience was of a certain age. Now, when the audience came out of the theater, I was standing in line, and I noticed the audience was of a certain age. Of that age seemed to be somewhere around 40 to 50 and above. I was quite surprised to see some people that were probably 70 walking out. And then when I looked at the line that I was in, everybody seemed to be in their 40s, maybe 50s. I think they're in their 50s. This is a movie for people who grew up with Queen, when Queen first came out in the late 70s and 80s. So I didn't notice a lot of teenagers. I didn't notice a lot of people who go to movies to watch explosions. I did notice a lot of people in their 40s and 50s. I was quite surprised. It brought out a whole bunch of people that usually don't go to movies, I suspect. Good movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, and the actors look a lot like Queen. So check it out as soon as you have the opportunity. The second thing I want to talk about, the next two things, are all about books and bookbinding. First, we'll do the Hunting Kanazawa. Hunting Kanazawa is a guidebook with some language lessons in it for people who want to speak a little Japanese when they come to visit anywhere in Japan, but most useful here in Kanazawa. Now, it's not going as quickly as I thought, but it is coming along. I hope I have to finish it before December, that's for sure. I have just cut the end papers of about 6 of the 16 that I have to do, and I've glued them on. And I hope tomorrow, this week, I will do the other 10. I'm looking for some nice paper for end papers, something a little bit thicker than what I have now. Hopefully I will get them into the samples into stores next week. Gosh, I said that last week. I said that 3 weeks ago. Anyway, I'm really late on this, but I'm going to finish it and see what happens. It's got a 2019 calendar, so it should be finished this week. And the third thing I have is another book. It's finished, it's written, it's even got two mock-ups. It's called This Giant Frothy Thing, and it's a series of short stories, but they're all related in one way or another. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 short stories, and they're all about one person and about what happens in their life. The first one, Miss Sato, hears voices, and she might be a little crazy, we don't know. She goes into a store, and they all go into a coffee shop and order a giant frothy thing, which Starbucks calls a frappuccino. They're all related in some way or another. For example, Miss Sato goes into a coffee shop and starts talking to what she thinks is a voice. Maybe she's crazy. She works in a company. And sitting next to her is Aikawa, he works in a company as a salesperson, but he also writes music. When Miss Sato When Miss Sato starts talking to herself, Mr. Aikawa starts to think she's getting a little nuts. They're sitting next to each other. They don't know each other. So he gets up and leaves. And he goes into a park to write some music. And in the park, two things happen. A university graduate, Obayashi, storms through because she's just had a big fight. And Aikawa meets someone who is a great singer. And together they've decided to write music. Meanwhile, Obayashi gets in a taxi to storm away from the argument she had and meets a taxi driver who happens to love shogi, as does she. So they agree to go off and do some shogi together. So those are three stories. They're all related in one way or another. And they, the whole book, this giant frothy thing, I hope to have up on the usual places this month, this week, before the end of December, for sure. I don't know how quickly they can put it up, and I don't know how quickly I can finish it. It's all written. It's all okay. I just have to get it in the proper format, which, as you know, might take a little while. Okay, so those are the three things. Great movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. Go see it, and go to teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com to look at pictures of this giant frothy thing and Hunting Kanazawa, which reminds me, I don't really have a very good cover for this giant frothy thing, so I'm going to put out, I think I'll put out the black and white one, because there is horror, there is terror, but there's mostly six stories. I'd say there's two are terror and four I love stories. That's what I've got, and don't forget, go see a movie and enjoy life. Thanks for listening. See you again soon.